What he said, Hani Kalabi Mune, the Shrikha La Hadod, the Rosh Lord Bi. The Lord Amor and the Lord Bi. I will proceed on Hani Lord Mishad. Now, so we have the longings of the Behemo. So we have two longings, the right long and the left long. And then the right long is called by the Shem. It's called the Mune. And the left long is called the right lung is called that umed me, and the left lung is called umed isme. And then there are several lungs or ears of the lung that stem out from the lung. Now, if you look in the embryology book, so there is no classification of umed and umed. Everything is bones of the lung. So the so-called ume is the largest lobe of the lung. And then there are smaller lobes of the lung. But the Rishani call the big lobe, they call the ume, that means the mother lung, like any, the mother lung. And then the smaller lobes of the lung are called unes. Now, again, Here is in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, Ume. Now, this is the right Ume. This is the left Ume. And then we have Ume, Arucho Biopo. And then we have the Uno Epsoes. And then we have the Uno Kicheits. Kicheits. Mishucho Kicheits. That's on the right side. So we have three units. But let's say, if you look at the upper biology book, so it will be mentioned there are four lobes of the lung. In other words, they don't recognize a distinction between what is called by the Sheini Mune and what is called by the Sheini Mune. In other words, only the distinction is that this is a relatively larger lobe of the lung and this is a relatively smaller. So, now this is the Una Mtsoyis, is very small, and this, the Una Arucha Beobo, of course, relative to the Una Mtsoyis, it's large. So you call it Arucha Beobo. But relative to the Ume, it's small. So in other words, now this is on the right side. On the left side, so we have the left Ume, and then we have the Uno El Yeno. We have the Uno El Yeno, and then we have the Uno Mishuch HaKechetz. Uno Mishuch HaKechetz, and this is the Uno Mishpatzelos. I might have by mistake, I don't remember, mentioned this as the Uno Mishuch HaKechetz, but that was just a slip of the tongue. This is the Uno Mishpatzelos on the right side, and this is the Uno Mishuch HaKechetz on the left side, and this is the Uno El Yeno on the left side, and the left side, and the Uno El Yeno on the right side is called Uno Mishpatzelos. And so on the left side we have two Unes, on the left. On the right side we have three Unes, and then we have one Ume on the left and one Ume on the right. But if you are going to consider everything as lobes of the lung, the way it is treated by all the science books, and this is the shite of Moses Rishonim, that this distinction between Ume and Une is only arbitrary, but it's the same thing. So then you can say that the right lung consists of four lobes, and the left lung consists of three. Now, so the Gemara said, "Hanetarta b'unah d'shrichla adodah l'esrad diki." So suppose there is an adhesion between one une and the other une. Let's say the Una Arucha Beobo and the Una Mishpatzelos, there is an addition, there is a Sirche, So then, no matter how many tickets you make and the results are favorable, let's say you put it in lukewarm water and you inflate it and it will not bubble, so that's a good sign. But it doesn't avail us in any way, because since there is a silche, so a silche is either symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred, according to Rashi, or it's indicative of a nekev that is bound to occur. Either way, that stays. But either way, so if there is a silche, let's say, between the Una Aruchobogo and the Una Anispatzeles, so then it's strange, and no decay will be affected. So Hanito that don't is real, I don't like to be king. Roy Amoron El Shaloki Sidro. Avoy Kisidron, Haina Rivisaye. Now, what does it mean Kisidron? In other words, if there is a silche between the Uno Aruch of Yoko and the Uno of Choice that they join each other, one is close to the other. So then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because that's the nature of the things. I never decide. That's the way they grow. I mean, they develop their belongings. In other words, that some tissue grows over the juncture of the two lobes of the lung and is formed into an addition, into a seal. So Mamele, I never decide, it's nothing. And then there is a machleket l'shem. So, according to most Rishayim, Haina Rebisayi don't even have to make it dikim. And according to some Rishayim, Haina Rebisayi, but in dikim you have to make. So, in Chava Paschas, like Rishayim, that you don't even have to make it dikim, Haina Rebisayi. And the Ramo Paschas, you have to make it dikim. And since the Ramo Paschas, in regard to all these dikim, that we are not keep it dikim, so maybe we have to be matrim, because we are not experts enough. To be bathing in this decay of putting it in lukewarm water and to see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So in Mele, the Ramo is really more machmir than the Mechaber. The Ramo is really more machmir than the Mechaber. The only kule of the Ramo vis-a-vis the Mechaber is in regard to what is called non-blood kosher. So according to Mechaber, you cannot eat non-bad kosher meat. In other words, if meat of a behemoth in the lungs of which had a silche that is removable by miyuch mishmish, that means non-bad kosher. In other words, if there is an adhesion in the lung, but the adhesion is not firmly rooted in the lung. In other words, by mere manipulation, by just patting, so it will be removed. So the Mechaber paskens that even though it's removed by miyuch mishmish, it's straight. And those shochtim, that's what Mechaber says, that's the shita of the Rashba. Those shochtim who remove sirches from miyuch mishmush are machsho the rabbi with traitors. But the Ramo says the minhag in Chako is to be makir. So he says we can be makir, we walk in Hefzet Merubah. But Shaloi Mimokim Hefzet Merubah, so then the Ramo would be more machmir than the Mechaber. Because according to the Shaloi Mimokim Hefzet Merubah, but according to Mechaber, suppose he had a tradition, Kisidron, we don't require any Bdikes, so it's Mutter. But according to Ramo, it still requires Bdikes, and we are not keen in Bdikes, so it's awesome. So there are certain situations where the Ramo is more machmir than the Mechaber, because the general notion, impression is among everybody that the Mechaber is much more machmir than the Ramo. So it's true in regard to a sirche that is removed to miyuch and mishmish. So according to the Ramo, we walk in Hefzet Merubah, it's alright. According to the Mechaber, it's not alright. But in other things, so the Ramo is more machmir than the Mechaber. Anyway, so then there is a machlekes v'shem. What does it mean, kisidron? What does it mean, kisidron? The shita of Rashi and the Rambam is that kisidron means if the sirche is between two adjacent lobes. In other words, if there is an addition between the Uno Aruch HaBo'or The Uda Arucha Vobo and the Uno Emtzois, or if there is a Sirche between the Uno Emtzois and the Uno Mispatzales, or there is a Sirche between the Uno Mishucho Kechetz on the left side and the Uno Elieno, if there is an addition between the two adjacent ears of the long, lobes of the long, so then it's Kisino. It's Kisino. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference whether the Sirche, the addition is mechituch lechituch, between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other. Now, I mean, it's hard to demonstrate a diagram. Now, let's say if the lobe, let's say if one lobe is like this and the other lobe of the lung is like this, and they are adjacent to each other, so anyway, they are naturally situated like that, the two lobes. So if the sirche is between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, the chituch of the una arucha beobo, let's say this is the una arucha beobo, and this is the uno emtzois, and this is uno emtzois. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference how the addition is formed, whether the addition is formed between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, the cut surface of this lobe and the cut surface of this lobe, or between the gav of one and the gav of the other, the exterior. The exterior means the costal surface side, the costal surface side, the side that is towards the ribs, not the front surface side, but the costal towards the ribs. So even if the addition is between, now let's say if this is the pnei and this is the side of the towards the ribs, so even if it will be, so the addition will be formed between the gab, the exterior, the costal surface side of one lobe and the other, so it's still kisipo. That's the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. But so in other words, according to Rashi and the Rambam, even addition is between two adjacent lobes, it's always kisipo. Regardless whether the addition is between the chituch, the cut surface of one lobe and the cut surface of the other, or between the exterior, the costal surface side of one and the costal surface side of the other, or between the cut surface of one lobe and the costal surface side of the other lobe, doesn't make any difference. As long as the addition is between two adjacent lobes, it's kisipo. It's kisipo. That's the shite of Rashi and Rambam. However, all the other shite machilish. And we pass like that. We pass that even if the addition, the sirche, is between two adjacent lobes of the lung, so it's only considered kisidron if the addition is between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other. In other words, because let's say it naturally, so they are adjacent that way. So let's say one lobe, that's the uno arucho and obo, uno arucho and obo, and let's say the uno and choice. So this is the cut surface of this, and this is the cut surface of the other. So the addition is formed at the place of the natural juncture, then it's kisipon. But suppose an addition is formed between the cut surface of one and the costal surface side of the other, that's not, so the addition is not formed, did not grow, did not develop in the natural juncture place, so then it's only kisipo. Even though the addition is between two adjacent lobes, according to Rashi and the Rambam, so even addition is between two adjacent lobes, so regardless whether it is between between the chituch of one and chituch of the other, which is the natural juncture position, or it's between the gab of one, the exterior, the costal surface side of one, and the costal surface of the other, or between the chituch and the gab, or between the shipule of one and the shipule of the other, that means the extremities of one, which is not the natural juncture position, according to Rashi and Rambam, as long as the silche is between two adjacent lobes. So there, it's kosher. But according to most Rishonim, even if it's between two adjacent lobes, it's only considered kisidron if it's between the cut surface, the chituch ha'une of one and the chituch ha'une of the other, the cut surface of one that is the natural juncture position. Otherwise, if it is between the gab of one and the gab of the other, or between the chituch of one and the gab of the other, or between the shepula and the extremity of one lobe and the extremity of the other, so then it's treifichalikisim, and that's the psak of the shomalov. That's the psak of the shomalov. Now, according to Rashi and according to Rashi and the Rambam, so we have a certain difficulty. Now, on the left side, we just have two lobes, two unes. The uno mishuch ha-kechetz and the uno el-yeno. Now, these two unes are adjacent to each other. So the question is, how can we visualize a sirche shaloiki sidron on the left side? Bishleime on the right side with unes. We have the uno ha-chavobo, we have the uno emzoyis, and we have the uno amispatzeles. So, according to Rashi and the Rambam, we can visualize a sirche shaloi kisidron if there is an addition between this and this. But if there is an addition between this and this, not. If there is an addition between this and this, not, because they are adjacent. So that's on the right side, where we have three units, three lobes. But on the left side, we only have two. So, we only have two lobes, and the two lobes are adjacent to each other. We have the uno mishuch ha-kechetz, and we have the uno elyeno. So no matter how the silche is developed, it's always kisidron. So there, we don't have any case of shaloi kisidron on the left side. And that's strange. After all, the Gemara mentions a difference between kisidron and shaloi kisidron. So according to Rashi's own shite, it doesn't make any difference. Because Rashi's shite is, Rashi agrees with the shite of his Rebbe, that if there is a silcha between the woman and the woman, it's kisidron, so it's also kosher. But if it's shaloi kisidron, not. And according to Rashi says, that's the shite of Rabbi Yaakov, that what all the science biology books will say, that you don't have two lungs, and then three lobes in one lung coming out, and two lobes in the other one coming out. You just have two lungs, and then the right lung consists of four lobes, and the left lung consists of three lobes, and the umis are also lobes, only larger lobes. Rashi says that. So Mila Rashi says that just as two unes the tzrichem ha'adode. So two unes the tzrichem ha'adode. So is not right. The tzrichem ha'adode. If it's kisidron, so the same thing. If there is a silcha between the une and the une, and if it's kisidron, so it's not right either. If it's kisidron, but if it's only kisidron, so then like unes. That has kisidron. So the male, according to Rashi, so there is no kashi. And according to Rashi, that whenever there is a silcha between two adjacent lobes, so it's always considered kisidron, even if the silcha is migav migav, mishipule mishipule, or migav mechitur. It doesn't have to be dark mechitur mechitur. So the question is, bishleimei, on the right side, okay. So we have three lobes, so we can visualize the case of Shalom. This is one in the addition is between Lunaru Chodov and Lunam Spatzar. But on the left side, you only have two loaves. So no matter how the addition appears, it's always the Sidron. The answer is no, there is a case of Shalom the Sidron, because actually, according to Rashi, the Una is also an Una. So suppose there is a Sirche between the Una and Yeno and the Umos Molis. They're not adjacent to each other, because the Uno Mishuot Chetz intervenes between the Uno and Yeno and the Umo. And the Umo, which is Lemato. Which is Lemato. So if an addition will cover, will develop, will grow over this Ume, will combine this Ume with this Ume, then it's already Sivon. So that is all right if we say, that the same aloche of Kisidron that is, it's not matri, that lies to a silcha between the woman and the woman. But how about the shittes of Shemi? Who are hearing, can you say that when we say Kisidron, if it's between two adjacent robes, so there it's not rain, that is only in the silcha between two unes. But in the silchei between the nume and the nume, even though it's adjacent, so then it is straight. So then the question is, someone asked, how can we visualize a silchei shaloi kisidron on the left side? Because if the silchei is between the nume and the uno and the uno mishuach kecheitz, so then it's straight in the nume, it's kisidron. So when is it kosher? It's kisidron. It kisidron only when it's between two unes. So the question is, when is it? When can we visualize a case where it's only kisidron? Because there is no une, there is no third une, only two, and the two are adjacent. And we cannot say according to the chite where the silche is between the une and the une alien, because if the silche is between the nume and the nume, even if it's kisidron, so it's straight. So when can we visualize? Unless, in other words, if the silche has grown in a very straight way. In other words, what is a silche? A silche is also skin, it's tissue. It's like scar tissue, I mean the silche, the addition. So suppose it will originate in the nume, and then it will spread over this une and that une. So since it originates in the ume, even though it spreads over and it will spread over this une and this une, so then it will be shalom. Alright, now let's see the stages. Abu Kisidron Hainer Besai. Nearly Kisidron Dafke Beis Inyen Kmoishen Sheikh Beizu Itzelzu. Avalim Sheikh Beiz Zu Alzu Avapishen Smuche Zule Zu Treifo. There is a Kisidron. That's contrary to Rashi Shite and the Rambam. And that's the Shite of Moshe Hashem. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Sima Mametes, Sivdalet, Sivhei. That even if it's adjacent, so it is not Kisidron unless the addition is between the cut surface, the chituch of one loaf, and the chituch of the other. Not like Rashi. Void kosubo, mishim rach, kisidron, kabole rab li perab, afir yisrichet trei une, beemtza, viikron mifrike, mihadode trei, vikoshke, in duke zu al gabzu, ho vishenu im ashlio, ho yashlio im ashlishis, vivadai trei. So, the Rach Shite is, it's a Chumre, and we don't pass by the Rach. We don't pass by the Rach. The Rach says, of course, the Rach does not agree with the Shittas Rambam and the Shittas Rashi, that Kisidron means as long as it's adjacent. So, it doesn't matter how the Sikh is formed, whether it's between the Chituch of one, the chituch of the other, which is the natural position of the juncture, or it's between the gav of one and the gav of the other. And even if, let's say, the silche, there is food is here. So one law, mamish lies upon the other. The way you put one sefer upon the other. Even in that case, so according to Rashi in the Rambam, it will be kisiva. As long as the sirche is between two adjacent laws, is between two adjacent laws. But the Rashi is not like that. But the Rashi is in agreement with Shita Vos Hashem, that in order to be kisidor, it has to be dafke, the edition has to be dafke, between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other. In other words, the seal has to be at the natural position of the juncture. But even if the seal is between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other, but if sometimes you have an addition, and in the addition, which is new tissue, you find a hole, a pillage. So the Rashi is, in other words, when is kisidron good? If it is between the chitoch of one and chitoch of the other, and there is no break in that tissue. But if there is a pirush, a hole, a window, a chalei it's called. Sometimes it's called pirush, sometimes it's called chalei. Even that, in that addition, there is a little hole in that addition, even though this is new tissue. It's not the tissue of the lung itself. So as long as there is a pirush, a hole, an open, so then it's right. Even if the adhesion is between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other. This is what he said. The eight kosu bohom shim rach kisidron, kabo eram pirava, to be srich and treyune, the emza, the itron mifrike mahadode treyune, the kolshke in duke in zu al gabzu, or ishenoi mashniyo, or yashniyo. So he says, there is a slight pirush. It's separated. It's not this. The silch and the addition is not completely intact. As long as there is a pirush, so it's right. The kolshkin book is well that so of shem ashni ashni ashni. You want to play? So the kolshkin case we pass like that. But the other case, so the shkono doesn't pass. In other words, if the sirche is between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other, even though there is a chalein, a pirush, where it's a little opening, it's not completely, you know, connected, intact, the sirche, the addition. So it's also kosher. V'rabzim agin kosmuk in the chode sirche, im chavato yiribise, v'lo yich beslom v'hai sirche, So he says, Rav Sinag is in Kosu, Kim de Chode Sirche, Im Chavato, here the Bise, who Yich Beslom Bayi Sirche. In other words, not like the first Moshe cases. That's the Shite of most Moshe. In other words, that, so, Rav Sinag, and I can't answer, this is the Shite of Rashi and Rambam. Rav Sinag is in Kosu, Kim de Chode Sirche, Im Chavato, here the Bise, who Yich Beslom Bayi Sirche. In other words, if the sirche is between two adjacent lobes, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other, or between the gav of one and the gav of the other, or between the gav of one and the chitoch of the other, or between the shifpule, the extremity of one and the extremity of the other, as long as it's between two adjacent lobes, so it's all right. This is their shit. We have the Kamei Rabbi Yehuda al-Kabolas Rach, because of Sholimotso b'chol yuches levesh l'Rabbeinu, shero shimchimu bin mifriken yikon l'loy mifriken. L'loy mifriken. Now the long thesis, we cannot go over the long thesis, but the long thesis discusses two things. First of all, he discusses the machlekes Rashi and thesis as to why sirche shalim kisidron is machlek. According to Rashi, it is because a sirche is symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. So even though, because the sirche is really scar tissue. So also chum machmas makor. So that doesn't cure the nekev. And according to Teitzes, no, a sirche is not indicative of a nekev that already occurred, but it's indicative of a future nekev that is bound to occur. So mainly becomes straight right now. As long as the lung is in such a condition that we can predict a nekev will occur by itself in the future, sometime in the future, so it's already trapped. So that means it's a deteriorated lung, and it's already trapped. Then, Then Tesis discusses, the machlokes between the Shinis and Rashi, the Rabbi Yaker and the other Mishnah, as to whether they see a kisidro between the Ume and the Une. So I quote Rabbi Yaker and Rashi and most Rishonim. So it's kosher because there is no real distinction between Ume and Une. It's only arbitrary. In other words, that every Ume is also an Une, but we give it a special name because it's larger. And then the Shita of the other Shita of Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam is the one who is Chelika Rabbi Yaker. And he holds there is a basic distinction between an Ume and an Une. So only two Sirches, so only if the Sirche is between two Unes Kesidron, it's not matter. But if the Sirche is between an Ume and an Une, between an Ume and an Une, so then it is matter.
Of Stephen Asher Tavshim, member of June 17, 1981.
Last time, so it was the now this long thing is that Yom Arabe Hana Karte Dune Dishrichem Vado De Lesser of Dikin. We are more on the Shroin Kisidro. I will Kisidro on Hana Rebisad. So we mentioned, there is Mahmoud Rashenim, and that's what Thesis, the previous Thesis, deals with that question. And so, according to Rashi and the Rambam, so when we say that Kisidron Hainer Abisaye, so it means as long as the two aimers are adjacent to each other, so there no sirche is matter. But all the other Rishayim machilik, and we say that even if the sirche exists between two adjacent lobes, two adjacent unes, so it's only considered kisidron if the sirche, the addition, takes place between the chituch of one une and the chituch of the other une, the cut surface of one Une and the cut surface of the other Une. But suppose the adhesion is between the gav of one, the exterior surface of one, and the exterior surface of the other, or between the chituch of one and the exterior surface of the other, then it's not kisidron. And that's the way we pass it from. Hainer b'sai. Now, then there is a machlekes Rishonim. Why is this here chematri? According to Rashi, it's a sirche straightforward, because the sirche is symptomatic of a neker that already occurred, and according to Thesis, we should see, it's not symptomatic of a neker that already occurred, but it's indicative of a neker that is bound to occur. Right. Hainer b'sai, that's the natural growth. Al peru shakuntres di pireish, di asirche machmas neker piboe, koshelori, da maiki sidron sheo, nei de nimshechet rikan rikan. Why do we say, if it's kisidron, it's not reif? Because if it's a kisidron, so then it becomes pulled in the course of the breathing and the eating by the behemoth, so the sirche becomes pulled in both directions. So merely tears. So, but kisidron, when the sirche is kisidron, it isn't pulled in both opposite directions. Nei din imshechet lekan lekan, lo yehei alekrum shalom achmas maki bereye, shei nekrum. But what is? According to Rashi, so every sirche, every adhesion, so is indicative of a past nekev that already occurred. So what's the yiches with the sirche kisidron? So it couldn't be better to scar tissue. And as long as there was a neker, even if there is scar tissue grown, so it's still trained. So why should a sirche kisidron be more effective than scar tissue? Even if there is scar tissue, ויהיה ואמרינו, הודי חסידו המשאו, היינו מבוקי, שסמוכי זוהיני זו וזו, דחבר אותו מגין על הנקד, but if we are going to say that when do we say that kisidon is kosher? Only when the silche exists between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, the cut surface of one une and the cut surface of the other une, so then it wouldn't be difficult because then it's much better than chush olam achmas makye bereye. There we say in chum, because here, since the nekev occurs in that place where the other une naturally protects it, blocks it, some mele, it's much more than Scottish. But Tesis rejects that pshat, and Tesis holds that we cannot say that the aloha of Kisidron applies only to a case where the sirche, the addition, is between the cut surface, the chituch of one une, and the chituch, the cut surface of the other une. Because assuming that where the sirche is not between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, but between the gab of one and the gab of the other, then even Kisidron, even if the sirche is between two adjacent lobes, it's still treifo. So the question arises, why does Rabbi distinguish between Kisidron and Shloi Kisidron? Let him distinguish in Kisidron itself between the case where the sirche is between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, so then it's not reife, and the case where the sirche is between the gav of one and the gav of the other, or the gav of one and the chituch of the other, where it is reife. The Gemara mentions a distinction between Kisidron and Shloi Kisidron. What does Kisidron mean? In the order, in other words, adjacent to each other. So that implies that where the sirche is between two adjacent lobes, so regardless how the sirche originated, whether it originated as overgrowing on the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, or on the gav of one and the gav of the other, is still shayot. Vim ki b'chinu kam nechal v'nezir shol yisidron, b'chinu kam v'chizm. Vim o yinu b'forsh, hainu v'bisay, sheze gidulo, שרגילו הסירחו לא בישום ולא ינקב, המניח. But if we are going to explain that Haina Rebisaya means it's natural for a sirche, for an addition, to form even without the nekev, then there is no kasha. Because scar tissue is not effective, because the scar tissue covers the nekev. But here, if there is an addition over the two adjacent lobes, so then it's not even symptomatic of the nekev that already occurred. But that is, if we are going to explain Hanan Rebisaya in the sense that it's likely for the sirche to develop even without the nekev. Aval rach pireish, the Rav doesn't explain Hanan Rebisaya in that sense, that it's likely for a sirche to develop even without a nekev. So he says, no, according to the Rach, even when a sirche is kisidron, it's still indicative of the past nekev that occurred, but still it's kosher, because Haina Rebisaye, it is the nature of the behemoth to have that sirche lie upon. There he was. Or you nearly forage the regilo hasichos, and then Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat. Or you nearly forage the regilo. So why is the sirche matri? Not because of the past nekev, but because of the future nekev. Or you nearly forage the regilo hasichol and bechol mokim mirei beloy nekev. Mitirshin sheves kol mina mashki. So vehodi treiv shalom kisidron hayne mishum she seifol isparik vechoshiv kinikuvo in as much as it is bound to become perforated. So even before it becomes perforated, it's already considered as if it's already perforated. It's a deteriorated lung. So, how do you say for this part? We have to keep it. Keep it. We have to keep it. We have to keep it.
So we have two pshatim. These are two basic pshatim. Why is this Hilcha Mahat? According to Rashi, because it's symptomatic of a past neker, and according to Teitzes, it's indicative of a future neker that is bound to occur.
When you say, I just ask you just to understand exactly what a sircha is. Is a sircha like a scab? That according to Rashi, it's a scab that's coming over a hole. Or
that's right. It's like a scab. It looks like tissue, but it's not scab tissue. You see, it looks.
Okay, but like a scab, if a person gets it after they have a cut or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Whereas according to Tosfos, why would anything grow there if there's no neck up there? It's just an anticipation. The growth started in anticipation.
I know. Not anticipation. I mean because. The sircha grows, so Tesa says, mitich shishieves kol mine mashki, because it absorbs all kinds of fluids, the lung. So the melee, that forms into a certain kind of a tissue. It's a tissue like. It is a tissue, but it's not scar tissue, mamish.
And that's, and Kortosis, that's like a prediction of what's to occur, that there will be a negative force.
So, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
והוד יתחייב שלו כסיבו חיינו משום שסייפו לי ספריק לחושב כמיקובו כיבו שסייפו לי נעקי אבל קושי מהוד יאמר לי כמה גבירי הסמוך לי דייפן so suppose you have a ray that is adjacent to the dayfen, to the rib. So then it cleaves, it adheres to the rib. So then there are two possibilities, two alternate explanations. Why was the rei? Normally, a rei does not cleave, does not adhere to the rib. But if it does cleave, adhere to the rib, so then there are two alternate explanations. One is it adheres to the rib because there must be naked in the rei. So that's what makes it. Adhere to the rib. And then, and the other explanation is, so then it's rib. But the other alternate explanation is that there is a certain inflammation in the rib itself. So because there is a market, there is might be bruise in the rib itself. And because of that, the lung becomes adhered to the rib. We don't know why does it adhere to the rib. Why does it adhere to the rib? So we have to be basic. So Rav Nechemya bring Rav Yitzir body cloy bipshur. In other words, he put it in lukewarm water, and then we have to observe as to whether it bubbles, so it doesn't bubble. If it bubbles, so it's a riot, and the reason as to why. It adhered to the reed because there was an nekif in the water. If it doesn't bubble, so that proves that there was no nekif in the lung. And why does it adhere? Because there must have been a certain inflammation, a certain bruise in the rib itself. So this is what Rav Nechemya Brid Rav Yisef says. Body could you push? So Teisa says in Kashe, according to Teisa's Pshat, that in itself is indicative of the fact that it's bound to develop a neke, havel koshe, according to Rashi, that the sircha is symptomatic of the past neker. So that's what. So we understand. If when you put it in lukewarm water, it doesn't bubble. So it's a riot. There is no nekev because if it had been a nekev, so the water would get into that nekev and that would cause vibrations and bubbling. The fact that it doesn't bubble indicates that there is no nekev. But according to Teisef Shah, that no sircha is indicative of a past nekev, but it's only indicative of a future nekev. Of a future nekev. The future nekev might happen 2 months later, 3 months later, half a year later. But right now there is no nekev. So Mela, how can you rely on the test of putting the lung into lukewarm water? And then we'll observe that what? That it doesn't bubble. It doesn't bubble because it did not have an opportunity to make it again. But later on, let's say a few months later, when we'll have an opportunity to make it again. So then in Ochaname, there will be an nekev. So how can we rely on the test of Dikebi Pusha? It will never bubble because it still did not develop the neck. Keep the asir chayle below the neck. So in other words, so from that gemara it should appear not like Teisa's pshat, but like Rashi's pshat. So he says, no, you cannot mention a raya against Teisa's because even if you explain the gemara of in Sir Chebeloi Nekir, like Rashi, you still can ask against that gemara. That gemara is not simple anyway. Mi ublabach a question. Dichamlin on amel machnis Nekir vivo. Eicho yideya al idei shalit ibad zveiz she asir ho zu machmas deifet ki nam nikvarei aloit izbad zveiz she akrum seise mesaneket utrei foi di seifeli foseiki she nesrucho bimeitza achose bimokei ribuse duune kilu ikamo. So he says, even according to Rashi, that the pshat in the So how can we say that if in the case of Riyas Mukhamudaifan, that if we put it in lukewarm water and it doesn't produce bubbles, so then it's kosher, maybe it has in Ekin. Maybe even if it has in Ekin. So why? But there might have been scar tissue. So that's why it doesn't result in any bubbling. Because of the scar tissue. When does bubbling result? Bubbling takes place if there is nothing that covers it, and there is a nekef in the lung, so then the water is allowed to penetrate readily through that nekef, that causes vibrations, some pressure and vibrations. So that results ultimately in the bubble. But, even according to Rashi, we have to ask, how do we know that there is no nekev? Maybe there is nekev, but the silcha has a scar tissue. So, and the scar tissue is destined in the future to become, to be removed, the scar tissue, to become torn. In the future, but right now, it didn't take place yet. So, how can we rely on that test?
ומי הוא בלעבו אחרי כושר, לכי אמרים נמי מחס נקפי בו, איך הוא ידיע לי של ועד ושעשיר חזו מחמס דאיפן, כי נמי נקבו ראיל איתי בעץ ואיץ, even if the ray is perforated, it still will not produce bubbles. Why? Because why temporarily it has its scar tissue. It could shakum says it's a neke for three boy. This is the post kishin is ruch of a meitzar achose. Bim kin libus a diune. Kin li kamon. El shano also. The answer is so you cannot mention in the rise from that gemore. From that gemore you can ask according to either pshat. But what must we say? אלו שאנו עושה, יחום רבעל מהו, דיומד מעדי יש לי סלס, בידי פן, דיי כרי יסה, והוא יביא מתלאחנה, אם ישרם לי, די מבד מצאותו. So he says, that in Ochaname, this is, מי כרדים, so in the case where we find a long adhering to the deepen to the lips, we don't have to resort to any dikit. We don't have to resort to that because we can safely presume that the reason as to why it adheres to the defen is because of a certain bruise or inflammation in the rib itself. So why does Gemara mention this duke? This the purpose of this duke is lahachmia. In case when you do put it in lukewarm water and it does start bubbling, then it will be a raya. Then to be a raya that there is in it. But Nastam, actually, we shouldn't even bother with the bdike. But we do have to make a bdike lach. V'hu yobeik lach, di'im yisrame, l'dim yviz b'se, have it all. U'mi yukoshi, di'koma mazutre b'rei d'rod, mazutre. Hod rab nechem, di'bo di'klim yipshur, Adarob and Bibishuri. Adarob, the common Mazutro, the Rav Nachem, the body of Bibishuri. Adarob, he has a cash. Because Rav Nachem says that Reyas will David. That's the next step, the Gemara. Gemara says in that sugi that we have some dalit in the tab. Rav Nechemia is the great Rav Yisrael Bodich Leibshur. Whenever he had a shayla of a reya asmuch on the deipen, the reya adhering to one of the ribs, so he was accustomed to be bedik and leibshur. That's who Rav Nechemia is. Amro le omar le imarzut chabreid Rav Nebreid Rav Papa le Rabine, hot Rav Chemia bid Rav Yisrael, atu masnisimo. Anan ad rove masnisimo. Oh, my God, how it out in the moon in the rain. This is for the lesson, because Lach Shure. Omer Mar Zutre, Breid Ravune Breid Rav Papa Rabini, Hote Rav Nechemi, Hore de Rav Nechemi, Breid Rav Yeise, Atun, because first the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yeise Bam Yume, Omer Rav Nachman, Rei Asmuch, Rei Deifen, Ein Cheshish. So in other words, we don't have to be Cheshish. And we assume that the reason is why the Rei is adheres to the rib is because of a certain inflammation in the rib. Not because we don't have to anticipate the possibility that it adheres to the rib because of a nekev in the lung. So this is what Rav Nachman says. And then we don't have to be baidik. But Rav Nechemia braid Rav Yisrael, bodik lay bipshur. We do have to be baidik. We cannot be matter just like this without a dikki. So Omele Marzut Rebreid Rav Vune Breid Rav Papel Rabine Hod Rav Nechemi Breid Rav Yisim Atun Ahomas Litero. You mention Rav Nechemi's din of Bodikli Bipshure Ligabi Rav Nachman's din that we cannot be Matirei Asmuch Lideife without a Bdike Bipushrin. And then we apply Rav Nechemi, we mention Rav Nechemi's din that to be Bedik Bipushrin Ad Rove Maslin, Doma Rove Hanetarte Unid Reye, Nischla Dode, Lesson Dikise, Lachshure, so no Bdik in the world will be effective to be Materet as long as there is a Sirche between two Unes. So it's Treif regardless of all the tests. So Rav Nechemye, Breid Rav Yeise, Bodikle Bipshure. But according to Rav Nechemye with Rav Yeise, so even the case of Tarte Une this Reye this Rikhla Dode, so Ibdike is still a better. Umi Ukoshet, the Koma Marzutre, Hode Rav Nechem in the Polychrom, Bipshure Adrobe Masnero, Atre Une this Rikhla Shore Kisidra, Vahi Bdike. Have kidi lahachshia iloy mivatvitzi vehashte valeilo mitivatvitzi. In other words, Teisa says the kashi, and Rav Nechemia's din that where Reye Yismuch Olideichem, so then we have to resort to Ibdike. So ordinarily it is assumed that the purpose of the Ibdike is to be making, not to be machmir. So the kashi was, how can this dike be effective to be machshia? Because how can we say if we put this ray that is adheres to the rib in lukewarm water and it doesn't result in bubbles, in bubbling, so then it's ray, there is no neke. So maybe even according to Rashi's pshat of insirchem neke and according to Teitz's pshat in Sikhalu Nekev, what kind of a raya is it? Two, we put that raya that adheres to the ribs, we put it in lukewarm water, and it doesn't result in bubbling. But what's the raya that there is no Nekev? Let's say according to Rashi's pshat. Maybe there is a Nekev, but why doesn't it result in bubbling? Because right now, temporarily, there is still a tissue that covers it. But, let's say, in a few months, so that tissue will disappear, and then the Nekev will be exposed. That's according to Rashi. And according to Teitzes, so it's certainly difficult. Because according to Teitzes, the reason is why a Sirche is matter the Behemeh, because it's indicative of the fact that sometimes in the future a Nekev will develop. But right now it didn't develop yet. So what kind of a Raya is it? The fact that it doesn't result in bubbling. Maybe there is a Nekev already, but it's covered by the scar tissue. And it's ultimately bound to become misfired. So why? How can we machshir? Or according to Teisves, maybe it will still result in a nekev, but the nekev didn't develop yet. So far there is no bubbling. But maybe, let's say, a month later, there will be bubbling when the nekev will result. So that's the kasha. So the kasha was being according to Rashi's pshat in the Sirchul Nekev, and being according to Teisa Pshat in the Sirchul Nekev. So then Teisa says, no, we can say that actually even Rav Nechemi is made that Mikra Adin, we do not have to anticipate the possibility of a Nekev. And we have to attribute this this reyas nuchali deifen to the inflammation in the deifen. Not the negative. But as a chumre, so we have to resort to decay in case it does result in bubbling, then we'll be matrefen. So that means that according to Tesis, the purpose that Rabbi Nechemya has in resorting to Ibdike Mipushrin is not for the purpose of being Machshia, but for the purpose of being Matan. So then he has the Kashi, but one Moshe Yidimore applies Rabbi Nechemya's memory of Tzrich Ibdike Mipushrin, Ligabe Robes case of Tarte Une Disrich in Adode, Shaloiki Sidron. So there the halacha is that it's free. But if we resort to bdikah b'pushrin and it doesn't result in bubbling, so then it's kosher. So according to that lashon, so obviously the purpose of the bdikah is to be machshavet, not to be matrefet. So since according to that lashon, the purpose of the bdikah is to be machshavet, not to be matrefet, so according to the other lashon, the purpose is the same. To be machshavet, not to be matri. So that refutes what Tesis tried to say, that the minadin yeshlis lislis videven dikereyese, buya berik lachmir. Because according to the other loshin, the bdike by Rav Nechemya is not lachmir, is lehokil. So the mean according to this loshin, it should also be lehokil. But lehokil, how can we rely on that bdike? Because monepshach, if a silche is indicative of a pesneke, but so even if it doesn't result in bubbling, it's only because there is scar tissue right now covering it. But it's bound to become hispanic, and according to Tesis, so it certainly is going. It's certainly not going to result in bubbling, because right now there is no nekef. Why should there be vibrations? Why should there be bubbling? There's the question. All right, v'ashne v'aleilo. So since according to that lotion, Rav Nechemya's deen of Bdike is for the purpose of being Machshia, so according to the other lotion, it also is for the purpose of being Machshia. But how can we be Machshia on the basis of the Bdike? After all, being according to Rashi, being according to Tesis, the fact that it doesn't produce bubbling doesn't prove anything. We have to have a lay on the matters. Umiu, Haina Hal de Polyhalo, Bishleme, Hochatalino Midepen, Avaloso, Yain Kitrepe, Yain Kitrepe, Upirisha Mikintres, Bishleme, Hochabodikon, Dilam, Yazbice, we are going to need Kwebinistimo, the Himdikil Mr. Midepen, Talon Midepen, Ucheo, El Hochabital Tune, Mel the Seal Fesumachas Marco, Iso, Vain, Nayin Kitrepe, we Hodo Mafke Zike, Kumalolobo, Visosno. Alright, so in other words, so Rashi really explains the Gemara, that according to the accepted motion, the first motion, that Rav Nechemya applies to Rav Nachman's din of Meyas Muchol Nidhifen, El Cheshishimo, so then the purpose of the Bdike is to be Matrif Lechume. But according to the other motion, the Havanim of the Gemara, that Rav Nechemya's Bdike applies not to Reyas Mukhali Deifen, but it applies to Treyune, Disriche La'adode. So then the purpose of the Bdike by Rav Nechemya is to be Matriv, is to be Meikil, to be Machshir, not to be Matriv. But, and that is what the Gemara is saying. That is how the Gemara is refuting the second motion. ומיהו פירושי שפירש שקרום אוילה בלוי נקב קושי הלושי להבו למימה יהי אינקב אלו יהי מינקב. Now, look at Lashon HaGemara. Alright, so let's read Gemara. Dapum Ches Omer Al. The third line. Omer Rav Yisba Meyum Omer Rav Nachman. Reya Asmuch Ali Dei Fene Cheshishon. Helus Atzmochim Cheshishon. והיהודים שביל אבים היום ערך את זה ואחת זה אחרי ששמו. היך רב דינון אמר רובים בשו ואזבר לי, מי סינון סכין את יכול לשפום עם אפיקים עלי, יהי קרי יסה בדייפן, תלינון בוס הדייפן, ואירוי מחמאס, ראי הוא יתרעיב, ואף אגב לו כמאף כזיק. So in other words, according to Rav Nachman, as long as we see any reyes in the deep, and we see that there is a sore spot on the rib, when we take a knife and we separate, detach the wound from the rib, so that it shouldn't be attached, adhere to the rib, and we see that there is a sore spot, there is any reyes, there is a sore spot on the surface of the rib, so then we attribute everything to the rib. We attribute everything to it. But, and we don't have to make any other thing. But then, he said, in other words, even if we did take notice of the fact that there is this sore spot on the rib, we still have to resort to bdikah. We cannot be matter the rib just like that without the bdikah b'pishut. So the first version of the Gemara applied Rav Nechemya's dike to the case of Reyas Mechaldeh. Then Mazutre applied Rav Nechemya's memory not to the case of Reyas Mechaldeh, but to the case of Rey Ule Disrichado. Omer Mazutre b'Rei Ravune b'Rei Rapap Rabino od Rav Nechemya b'Rei Rav Yehi Sipatu Namas Nitolo Ana Adrove Masnit Vomaro Ana Tavu Ule D'Rei Tzvato Vastu B'Tikus Ala Akshure. So Rav Nachman, b'Rei Rav Yehi Sipatu Bode B'Rei Rav Yehi Sipatu Maske Rav Ravash. So the Gemara refutes Mazutre's Slosh who applies Rav Nechemya's Din of Dike B'Pshure to Trei Ule Sipatu. We cannot say that Rav Nechemya gets reference to the case of Reyun in Srihadale. We have to say that Rav Nechemya has reference to Reyas Mukhlide. Master Ravash, Taima, Bishlo in Hoche Tamu in the Tuk Sheiro. Aber Hoso, Yehaino Kif Treve, Yehaino Kif Treve. So Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it. In other words, that this is what he's saying. How can you apply Dike Bipushri Ligabi Treyun in the Srihadale? Because if there is a silche, so it's indicative of a naked. So, but there is scar tissue that covers it. So what avail is the bdike b'pushrin? It doesn't produce bubbles. It doesn't produce bubbles because temporarily there is still the scar tissue that covers it. But once the scar tissue will disappear and become detached, so then there will be a naked. There will be a naked. This is how Rashi explains. So then he says the Kashi. So according to the Lashon of the Gemara is the way Tesis quotes. Here the Lashon of the Gemara is Hayokim or Ayinke be the same thing. Iainke treife vi ayin. So this is apparently according to Aramaic dikduk. So in other words, according to Tesis pshat, that the krum is eleboloinekev. So mainly the reason is to why a silche is matvim the behemah. Because it's indicative of the future naked that is bound to occur. So mele, since it is in the future tense, the Loshna Gmora should not be high minke, but should be minke. Minke means will become perforated. But inke means is perforated. According to Tesis Pshat, why does the Gemara use the Loshon? Only Haiminke, which is the present tense. It should use the future tense, Minke. Vishemo, Inke, Farik, Minke. In other words, that there is no rule, rigid rule, that Inke can only be used in the present tense, not in the future tense. Sometimes even inkev can be used in the future tense. Alright. So, now, what was the original kashe against Rashi's pshat? Against Rashi's pshat, the thesis says at the very beginning,
kosher levi. Al pirush hakuntres, the pirush da sirche machmas nekev before, that the sirche is symptomatic of the past nekev. Kosher levi, da mai kisunom sheno. Neidin mshechet lekan lekan. Lo hei ala krum sheolo machmas makev reye. Sheno krum. So what significance is the fact that it's kisidron? So it's kisidron. True, it's kisidron. But it couldn't be better than skatishu, and even skatishu that covers a nekev. So doesn't cure the talfus. Doesn't cure the talfus. That was the kasha that Teisves asked against Rashi Pshat. V'yesh li yashiv pirush hakuntres v'teis. Now it says the first big line. V'yesh li yashiv pirush hakuntres. The afal gam tikrum oil lemachmas maki. In the krum hanik shim sol b'shim moki. Avo kishiv srucho b'mokim shim nimedes. L'isparik seit moso umagino yeisir. Sha'akrum hilach b'chozak. So he said it's no kasha. We can explain the Gemara of the Sirche Mali Nekev like Rashi, that the Sirche in addition is symptomatic of a past Nekev that already occurred. So then you ask, so why does Rabbi say that if the Sirche is Kisidron between, let's say, the Uno Aruch of the Ovo and the Uno and Tzois, So then, or between the Sirche is between the Unam Tzois and the Unam Ispatzeles, where it's Kisidron. So then it's kosher, but why is it kosher? If it's a loy Kisidron, it's treif. Why? Because the Sirche is symptomatic of a past Nekev. So even if it's Kisidron, it's still symptomatic of a past Nekev. So mele, the fact that there is tissue covering it, it shouldn't be better than scar tissue mamish. Once there is a nekev for one moment in the lung, even if there is mamish scar tissue that grows over it, so it still remains straight. So here too, it should still remain straight. That was the kasha that Teisa says against Rashi. So Teisa says, no, we can say that in Achanami, that this kind of a tissue of the Sirche is much more effective than scar tissue. Because scar tissue, you have new tissue that grows over it, but there is no juncture between one and the other. So since there is no, so in other words, so that means the scar tissue is exposed. Let's say, suppose you have, I have a cut on the finger, and then scar tissue grows over the cut. So that scar tissue too, you see, it's a new tissue that is formed, but that scar tissue is exposed. So mele, it's bound to be open. Since it's exposed, Masha'in came in this case where the tissue covers, grew over the juncture between one adjacent lobe and another adjacent lobe. So here it's not exposed. If it's not exposed, so the mele, it's not bound to be open and to be torn away, to be removed. So, in other words, this discussion against Rashi was, so, lo yehei ala kum sholom achmas maki. How could a sirche kesidron be better than scar tissue? So Teisa's Teretz says, no, it is better. Why is it better? Because scar tissue is not in a place of juncture. It's exposed, so it's bound to be misparik, to be open, to be torn away. And then the nekev will emerge. But Masha'in came here, it's in a place of juncture between the two unes, the two lobes. So the mele, it's not bound to be misparik. That's what he says. V'yish li yashiv pirush hakuntres. Avo gam tikrum oil lemachmas maki. In ikrum, hayne kishei yisor b'shim mokim. Avo kishei srucho b'mokim shim nimedes l'isparik. Yisit maso, it blocks it to migino yeisei. And it protects it more. Sha'akrum hilich b'chozei. Umi yuhod b'pol chav yeisei v'rabine. Gabi reye, shenikvo. V'idei fensit maso. Yisor, now let's look over the Gemara. I mean, you can't understand the tasers unless you know the Gemara well. Gufe. In the middle of the Omer, that from Chesam and Beis. Omar, Rav Yisiv Bani Yume, Omar Rav Nachman, Reye Shemikvo Videifin Sit Moso, Is Ksheiro. Omar Rabine, Vihu Disovio Bipsore,
When is it kshero only when it's entangled in the basar, near the ribs, not just adheres to it, but it's mamesh entangled in that basar of the ribs. Omalei chavyezi v'rabine. So in other words, when we say that if ireye is nokvo v'deves et basar, in other words, if ireye has in a kef, but then the rib blocks it completely, so it's kosher. Even though we know there was a nekef in the rib. But because that nekef is cured by virtue of the stine that is supplied by the deif. So Rabine, when do we say that the stine by the deif is a sufficient protection and it cures the nekev only if it is so blocked by the rib that it's mamish entangled? Entangled means like this, you see. You can have, let's say, sometimes one thing adheres to the other that way. And sometimes it's like this. That is sufik. It's entangled. It's intertwined. So Rabine says, when we say that the deif accords sufficient protection against the nekev in the reye only when it's entangled in the bosom of the rib. So Amar le Rabbi Yisrael Rabine, viru yisavich ma'itreik. But if it is not entangled, just in the ears, then it is treif. Why? Because you say there is a nekev. The nikumi yoche kisavich name. So once you assume that there is really nekev, and that's why if it's not entangled in the basar of the rib, so then it doesn't provide a sufficient cure, a sufficient protection. So even if it is sovach, once you establish that there is a nekev in the lung, so what avail and of what significance is the fact that it's entangled? Because why should the entanglement? So he says, it shouldn't be a cure. Tanya, nikev post, mipnei shu shesis, nisven kosha, mipnei shu meili. At the beginning when he started to learn treifes, so I mentioned that gemara. So that's regabi to adako and kushot. So in other words, I mentioned at that time that there is a basic distinction between the Isa Treifes and the Dean of Petsuadako that is also known in the Kor. Because in regard to Treifes, so the Gemara says Treif in the Chayo. But there the Chayo is only a sinner. It's only a sinner. It's not the essential thing that makes it Treif. And even if the behavior will live, so it will still be a Treif. According to the Marshal, so a mute behemoth treifes do live, and still it's a treifah. So it's a treifah because the Allah HaMishim Sinai declares it as treifah. So the fact that in the Chayo, that's only a sinner. It's not the basis of the Isa treifah. Masha'inkin Rigabe the Isa of the Pitzuadako to be Bob, Bikal Hashem. So there the fact that he cannot have children, that he is sterile, that's the basis of the Pesukah. And if, let's say, somebody will have, will be a Petsuadako. It will be Nizdakagit. But then, through a miraculous operation, he'll be able to have children, so then he'll be able to be Bobikal, become Israel. He'll be able to marry a Bas Israel. Because in regard to the Israel of Petsuadako, to be Bobikal Hashem, so the fact that he is not kneeling is the basis of the Israel of Petsuadako, to be Bobikal Hashem. So the Gemara says like this. Because there is a nekev. So, once you establish there is a nekev in the womb, so it should remain treif and should not be cured, even if it is sovich, even if it's entangled in the womb. The whole tanya, nikah, posel, mipnei shu sheisis. In other words, if the gid was nikah, so then it's possible to be called nista kosher. Mipnei shehu meilit.
So in other words, even though he was a Kitzur Dako, and he was also a Lovah Bikol, but then he became Niska. The Nekev in the Gid became Niska. Either through an operation or by itself, sometimes it can happen by itself too. So the moment it is the Nekev of the Gid becomes Niska, so he's cured and he's able to have children. So the Melech, he doesn't have a din of a Kitzur Dako. So, Vizeu Psu, the Braise says, Zeu Psu Shechitam Yechshir. Vizeu Mimutemai, Lav Mimutekai Gavne. In other words, that Reo Shemikvo, Videfen Seit Maso, even to such an extent that it becomes entangled in the Deifen. It's not like this, it's not Dobok like this, but it's Dobok like this, entangled, intertwined. So still there is no cure. This is what the Braise Yevomes is trying to be Mai. So the Gemara says, "Loi, we mute krum sholom machmas makim reyim deine krum." So in other words, when the Braise says "vizeu psu shechizal echshirei," it emphasizes that only here it can be restored to its hechsher to be bobikol, but we mute l'gabitreifes, so it cannot be restored to its hechsher. That means the case of inekef in a reye, and then scar tissue developed. Grew over the nekev, so then it still remains treifet. Masha'inke, in the case of a reyesh and ikvah of ideifet seit maso, to such an extent that it's only a bitzorah like this, so then it is cured. Now it doesn't mean, as Rishen point out, I mentioned it already, important points, that Rishen point out, the Ramban, the Hashbo, they all point out, the Gemara doesn't mean reyesh and ikvah. So that means, let's say, the Reye became perforated, let's say, at the beginning of this, and then the Deifen started to block it at the beginning of here. So it's Sheol. So it doesn't mean that between the beginning of Nisan and the beginning of here, it had Nisa Trevis. And then, at the beginning of here, it becomes Mutter. Once the Shem Trevis is Chal, so then, it cannot be broken, except according to the Ramon Roshi Rabban. So there is such a possibility. Ligabe Tsumasagiri. But ordinarily, so if there is a trade phase, so then it cannot be mutar. So here the Rabban himself says, not only the Rashbo and the Ram. So when Gemara says Reye Shenikvo Videfen Sutmaso, and Sovya Bipsore, so it's kosher, so it doesn't mean it becomes kosher only after it becomes entangled into the ribs. If ultimately it becomes Sovya Bipsore, so it's Ubra Adorle Mafreya, that it never was straight. That it never was straight. Alright, this is what Gemara says. Now, Umiu. Now again. ויש לי עד שפיר שעקום חצת אבל גם לקרום אלו למחנס מה כן לקרום אני כשני סור בשום מוקים אבל כשני סרו חובי מוקים שאין להם זה מספר יפסיק כמו סור מהגינו יסר שעקום אלו לבריכות ומי הוא עוד בפורך רבי יסר רבי נקרא בבי יש לי כבר נחצת מס יהיו אין סור בריך המי טרייפה וכן אמר לו בצבא קשיר אמר לי מחשרו וטריו לדסליח לה דודה כסידרון כי בלי נקבו אמר לי כושר ולסתים אז הסיר חן so in other words the Gemara and the Rambam thought that when the Braise Yevomes says Vizeu Psu Shechizal Echshirei, so the Braise is trying to exclude, to be mired every case of a Makir that can make pray for, that no cure in the world can protect it, can cure it, no blockage, and no blockage in the world can cure it, can protect it. So the Gemara says, no, the Braise Yevomes is only trying to remind one specific case of treifes, that from Shalom Machmas Makim Reye Deleko, not to be remind all kinds of sinners. That not. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that the expression Vizeu Psu Shechizal Echshirei implies that in treifes there is no Psu that is Chizal Echshirei. So the Gemara could have asked the Kashi against Romes Din of Tarte Une Disrifo Adode Kisidron that it's not Treife. Why? Because the fact that there is, that it's covered by tissue, that at the place of juncture, so the name of that gives it a cure, that gives it a protection. So
So the Gemara could have asked the same kasha against Rabbi's din of Kisidro. So Tisha says, "Ein noch name." The Gemara could have said, but according to the Targum of the Gemara, so there is no kasha. So there is no kasha. But truly, the Gemara could have asked the same kasha against Rabbi's din. But the Targum of the Gemara is that the expression "vizel psul shachinu achshera" is only mimayit skartishu, not other cases of stimes, not other stimes. So the mele, it's not mimayit, the din of Kesibron. In the din of Kesibron, it's also a psul shachidol achshere. But what does it mean, psul shachidol achshere? Not in the sense that for a certain time it is treif and then the shem treif is waka. It seems there is a sirch, the place of juncture between the two adjacent lobes. So the mele, they chose that it was never a treif. But the same teretz that the Gemara gives it over there, the Gemara could have given as a teretz, and this din of Rabbi. So the mele, there is no difference. ותשובת סגרים שכוס לרב רבי יסב תיבלת משמנמה שעציר חם אחמס נקבים in other words, so there are two pshat. Why is עציר חם מטרי? One pshat is the pshat of Rashi that עציר חם is מטרי because it's symptomatic of the past נקב, and then it takes this pshat, it's מטרי because it's symptomatic of the future. So the Rishayim are divided. And that question. So Stasis says that from the Luchas Reifes of Rabbi Gershon, it's mashma like Rashi, that the Sirche is matri because it's symptomatic of the past. How do we see Rabbi Gershon doesn't spell it out explicitly? Shasirche machmas nekev libo, shematzirche nifiche, kishoene yisruche yizulo zu, Kisidro, or Smuches, or Smuches, Bitzales, or the Bosso, Shebena Tzales, the Hashtainas, Riches, Boys, the Lekev, in Kikisidron, Lomo Tzorech, Nifiche, Kim Deloy, Tisparik, Vichay, Berea, Smuchel, Deven, Mokim, Rebusadine, Ilab de Oma, Ilab de Ambino. Den Sirche, aber mach was necke. Wie os, ose Shapia, die Batkino in Bilfiche, Shemo Adain. Shemo Adain, wo nista man necke. Alright. In other words, he mentions a very good Raya, that according to Rabbi, that Rabbi Gershon agrees with Rashi's Pshat. That a Sirche, Shaloi Kisidron, so is matri because it's symptomatic of a past necke. Why? Because Rabbi Gershon, there is a machloket v'shem, I mentioned. So, that there is a machloket v'shem in Tarte Munet Yisrichen La'adot de Kesifro, between two adjacent lobes. So then it's not treif. Hadar Ebisai. So, most v'shem say, we don't even require a bdiket. We don't have to make a bdiket. We don't have to put it in lukewarm water to notice as to whether it produces bubbles, it doesn't produce bubbles. It's kshayo as it is. Without anything. And that's the pshat of Moshe Hashem. And that's the pshat of, that's the pshat of, that's the pshat of the Mechav. However, there are some Rishayim, and there are more pasuks like these Rishayim, that even Tal Temune Vizrich La'adot the Kesidro, Hanyu Bisaye, but we still have to resort to Ibdiki. Now, since we have to resort to Bdike, and Rabo Paskins in Luchas Treifes, in Pkim Bdike, certain Bdikes yes Pkim, and certain Bdikes no Pkim, we're not Pkim. So the Mele says, Rabo Paskins, that today, Bisman Hazeh, we're not experts in all these Bdikes, wow. So we have to be matrif, even a Sirche that is Kisibu. So, the Rabbi Gershon agrees with the Rishayim who say that even when the Sirche is Kisidron, we still have to have recourse to B'dike B'pushri. So this says that Rayah that proves it, that Rav Migelshin agrees with Rashi's Pshat. Because if we agree with Rashi's Pshat, so then we can understand the purpose of B'dike. Because according to Rashi, a sirche is symptomatic of a pesneke, is symptomatic of a pesneke, and the question is, so why shouldn't the bdike be effective? Let's say you are shaloi kesidron. The answer is because if shaloi kesidron, so even though the dumping in lukewarm water does not result in any bubbling, it doesn't prove that there is no naked. It doesn't put it. It only proves that temporarily there is tissue covering it. But ultimately that tissue will disappear. So then the naked will emerge. So that's why Ibdike is not effective. Ibdike is not effective in the Isir Heshoi Kisidron. So but if the Isir is Kisidron, so then we say we must have everything. So then we say once there is scar tissue grown over that neck, so then that scar tissue will never disappear. Because it's kisidron, it's in the place of the juncture, so it will never disappear. But first we have to prove that the scar tissue already covered. Maybe the scar tissue is not even complete, and there is still an ekev. So that's why we have to have recourse to B'dike B'pushri. So in case we dump the ray in lukewarm water and then we see that it does result in bubbling, so that's a ray that the ekev is not completely covered, so it's ray. But if when we dump it in lukewarm water, it doesn't result in bubbling. It's a raya that it's already completely covered. But if it's completely covered, chamoiki sidron, so it doesn't mean anything, because it, ultimately, in due course, it will be torn away. It will be that scar tissue will be removed. It will reopen. But when it's kisidron, so the scar tissue will never be removed. But we have to resort to B'dike in order to assure ourselves that the nekev is already covered with scar tissue. Basheikin, according to Taisis, but so that is all right if Rabbi Nigelshin agrees with Rashi. But if Rabbi Nigelshin were to agree with Taisis Pshat, then the reason is why Isilche is not remaining, because Isilche is indicative of the future nekev that is bound to occur. So the question is, no, and we only say that in a Sirche Shaloi Kisidron, but in Sirche Kisidron we don't say that it's indicative of a future nekev that is bound to occur. So what is the purpose of making a B'dike?
No need.
What is the purpose of making the B'dike? And then we are sure, since according to Taisis, so even in the Sirche Shaloi Kisidron there is no nekev as yet. So even if you were to dump a ray that has a Sirche Shaloi Kisidron, it will not result in any bubbling. It will not result in any bubbling. So in Kisidron, it will not result in bubbling either, because no Sirche is there in nekev. But even in Sirche Shaloi Kisidron, there is still no nekev as of this moment. It's only in due course.